1 Peter 2. If Walter and Joe had as many notes as I have, they could preach for about 3 weeks, I think. First Peter 2, bear with me. First 10 verses, 1 Peter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The thing I want to concentrate on is this word precious. This word precious means valuable, wealthy, or of great price, rare, or heavy, or something that satisfies. In looking at this word, I want to try in 3 points to show this preciousness, and that's Christ being the living stone, being precious, and that's precious because of who he is, precious because of his sacrifice, and also his preciousness to the believer. First, his preciousness because of who he is. And last week we talked about how the believer, you know, what the believer confesses. But let's look at a few more things of who Christ is. First of all, Christ is the Creator. He created the world and all that it is. In Genesis we read, in the beginning, God. And then he goes down through and you can see where he creates all these things. In Colossians 1:16 it says, For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Christ is prophet, priest, and king. Prophet, in Acts 3:22 it says, For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Priest, in Hebrews 4:14 it says, Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And King, 1 Timothy 6:15 says, Which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the one that does things and no one can say unto him, What doest thou? Amen. Nebuchadnezzar was brought to say this in Daniel 4:35, And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? He is, I am that I am.
Amen.
In Exodus 3:14 it says, And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Also in John 8:58 we read, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
He is the eternal Son, and he's that one that is holy, holy, holy.
Yes,
now, precious because of his sacrifice, simply because of everything he is, makes it precious.
Yes, sir.
But let's look at how he went about doing what he did when he was on this earth. First of all, he declared himself to be equal with God, but yet he submitted himself to the Father. In John 10:30 it says, I and my Father are one. In John 5:30 he said, I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Christ was the self-made man. I remember that message Paul preached, the self-made man. He had the right to do whatever he, you know, come and be whoever he wanted on this earth. If it was me, I would have made myself the most richest, most powerful man there was. But he did not. He made himself of no reputation. In Philippians 2:7 it says, But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He made himself an ordinary-looking individual. He was not one that someone would recognize, or some striking man. It says in Isaiah 53:2, For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Yeah, right.
He came working miracles. He was kind to people. He helped people. It also says in the ending of our text here in 1 Peter 2, we also read that he did no sin. No guile was found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Then came the hour when he was to be made sin for us, when he would bear our sins in his own body. We find this holy God crying out, the one that came and served. In Matthew 27:46, we read this, And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It also says, And he cried, It is finished, and gave up the ghost. That is faith. Faith accepted of God. This shows Christ, the author and finisher of faith. He started it, and he perfected it. This is the kind of faith I have to believe God. The faith of Jesus Christ. God Almighty must give the gift of faith, and he does. Yet there are few of us by his grace who were chosen from before the foundation of the world who would be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now that leads me into the preciousness to the believer. And all of the above certainly applies to that. But let's look at some things. There was a time when Christ did not mean anything to me. In fact, I could take him or leave him. It was neither here nor there to me. The problem was, I didn't really know who Christ was.
Exactly.
I'm the one that, after reading Romans 9, where it says, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated, I said, if that's who God is, I don't want a God like that. That's this sinner. But this holy God, who came down in human flesh and made himself a servant, sent someone with me, to me, with the gospel, to me specifically. Now, it might be that you're in a crowd or by yourself, but he will send him to you specifically and speak to you through his gospel. When you truly find out who Christ is, you will be in the dirt. Maybe not physically, but in your heart and mind, you will be bowed down in fear and trembling. But there came a time when I began to see, as Job did. And if you would, let's turn to Job 26 and read that. Job 26. But Job answered and said, How hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? And how hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words? And whose spirit came from thee? Dead things are formed from under the waters and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and in destruction hath no covering. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the clouds is not rent under him. He holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds, until the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divideth the sea with the power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens. His hand hath formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? Job began to understand who God is. And in time, you know, God brings us to the end of ourself, and we start to see that. And there comes a time when we are enabled to cry, Abba, Papa. Then we begin to see things like this. Psalms 18 and 2 says this, The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, that is shield or protection, and the horn, that is trumpet and light of my salvation, and my high tower, that place where no one or no thing can get to me. He becomes precious to the believer because all that he is. What God says is precious, but the word being revealed to a believer, he also becomes precious to us. We might ask questions like this, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to walk in his way? What must I do to do the right things or not do the right things? The only answer is, look to Christ. Believe him, trust him. He is our example. Look at who he is and what he has done. He is where guilty, helpless sinners must run to. He tells us to take no thought for anything. It says in Mark 6:25, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? The believer in Christ is as precious to God as Christ himself. Because Christ made him so. Oh, that we might say with Apostle Paul, and I want to read this scripture too, Philippians 3:8. If you don't mind turning with me there. Philippians 3:8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. I hope he allows me to do that all the time. I want to reach for him. And I just want to end this with asking, what is precious to you? What's precious to me? Amen. Dear Lord God, thank you for being with your lowly servant. May it be that I have honored your name, dear Lord. Be with Joe as he comes here to speak. Give him boldness to stand up here and speak freely of the mercies that are in Christ. And be with Walter as he stands here to speak. Give him the strength in his bones to stand up here and preach to you, to us, yourself, dear Lord, Christ. All these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.